You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Hey, this is Dick from Subhumans. You are listening. Hey, this is Dick from Subhumans. You are listening to Generation Island Annihilation. Easy for you to say. I'll say it again. This is Generation Annihilation. This is Dick from Subhumans. This on CITR 101.9 FM. That's F and M, female and male. All sources catered for, no matter which. Even if you're somewhere in between, in Vancouver, BC, also AD, also into the future. If you don't know what you're listening to, you do now. Cheers.
All right, welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM with your host, Aaron. And yeah, we're streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. And we lost another very important figure in the punk rock world, very influential man, very creative man. Yes, I'm talking about Pete Shelley, guitar player, vocalist, and songwriter for the legendary Buzzcocks. Yes, we lost him last week. He passed away due to heart failure. And so this particular show of Generation Annihilation will be dedicated to the work of Pete Shelley and the Buzzcocks, his band, who formed in 1976. And they were one of the most important and influential acts. If I had to say there was a big four of the original wave of UK punk, I would say it would all equally influential, I would say. Well, actually, no. I think Buzzcocks were probably the most influential punk band. Them and Sex Pistols. Also, the Damned and the Clash. I would call them the big four. Buzzcocks wrote some of the most infectious pop punk ever. They put out some of the greatest pop punk singles of all time. And pop punk, they are a defining pop punk band. And I was not originally a fan of Buzzcocks or pop punk. I hadn't really listened to Buzzcocks too much until the late 90s. I started listening to them about 1997. I started listening to them closely on the record Singles Going Steady. And man, those pop punk songs are great. But what's also great is Singles Going Steady, which is a compilation of the early work of the Buzzcocks, eight singles from them. In the 70s, each B-side seemed to have a kind of dark-sounding song to them, or an experimental-sounding song. So, yeah, they were all over the map. And, Buzzcocks formed, like I said, in 1976. They made their debut opening for the Sex Pistols, and they put out their debut 7-inch with Howard Devoto on vocals. By the time 1977 rolled around, Howard Devoto had left, and Pete Shelley had taken over on vocal duties, and Steve Diggle, the bass player, switched to guitar, and that duo made up Buzzcocks through their recordings from 1977 up until their last full-length release, which came out in 2014. They were one of the best live bands ever, and they were one of the best punk bands ever. One of the best bands ever. So this is my contribution to the work of the late, great Pete Shelley. One more thing to add. Pete Shelley and Steve Diggle shared a lot of songwriting duties. Same with Howard Devoto and Pete Shelley. And also vocals were split between Pete Shelley and Steve Diggle, guitar player. But we're going to hear the songwriting and vocal stylings of Pete Shelley. And this is the debut. Well, they put out one single in 1976 called Spiral Stretch with Howard Devoto singing. And they followed with their next single called Orgasm Addict, which came out in what year was it? It was 1977. It was October 28th of 1977. And before we get into the show, we started off with the Live at the Roxy track from Buzzcocks. And that was from April 2nd of 1977. I'm going to start yakking. I'm going to get this turntable running. This is Buzzcocks, Orgasmatic. Here we go.
Well, you tried it just for once, find it all right for kicks. But now you find out that it's a habit that sticks, and you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. But you still keep a beat and you meet to pulp. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're a kick Casanova, you're a no Joseph. It's a live on a fucking yourself to death. Orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're making out with school kids, winos and heads of state.
coaches, assistants and bellhops. You've had them all here and there. Children of God and the joy strings. International women with no any hair. Ooh, so well you're asking in an alley and your voice ain't steady. The sex mechanics are off, you're more than ready. You're not gasmatics. You're not gasmatics. Johnny won't fuck you always and always. He's got the energy, he will amaze. He's an all-gasmatic. He's an all-gasmatic. He's always at it. He's always at it. And he's an all-gasmatic. He's an all-gasmatic.
I want you. go. life's the illusion, love is the dream.
Love's not a dream. Now I know just what it is. Everybody's not. Hello, this is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, in that last set, we heard eight of the greatest songs ever written. We started things off with Orgasm Addict, title track of the Buzzcocks 7-inch, going back to 1977, going back to October 28th of 1977. And after that, we heard from the B-side from the What Do I Get 7-inch. From March 2nd of 1978, we heard a track called Oh Shit. And from the I Don't Mind 7-inch release, which was going back to April 14th of 1988, we heard a track called Autonomy. And from the EMI single, Love You More, we heard a track called Noise and Noise. And that one came out of on May 30th, 1978. From the B-side of the Ever Fallen in Love 7-inch from the Buzzcocks, we heard a track called Just Lust, and this single came out in August 9th of 1978. And from the Promises 7-inch, we heard a track called Lipstick. That one is going back to November 17th of 1978. And from the February 3rd, 1979 single release, Everybody's Happy Nowadays, we heard the title track. And from the single which came out in July 13th of 1979, we heard a track called Harmony in My... We heard from the Harmony in My Head single, we heard a track called Something's Gone Wrong Again. And yeah, that song, I think, is their ode to Iggy Pop's Now I Want to Be Your Dog. Yeah, incredible band, and we're going to... We're going to hear some more tracks by them. And if you just tuned in, or if you haven't heard, Pete Shelley from the Buzzcocks passed away last week at the age of 63. Left us with some amazing songs. And we're going to hear a track from their from the first Buzzcocks album. And this one is going back to 1978. It's called... Another Music in a Different Kitchen, and we're going to hear a track called You Tear Me Up. Here we go.
Don't lying in my bed. I think you've got it in for me. Is it all in my head? Is it in my house that it torments me? When everything I see just makes me feel all for the dark. And if it's true, just a perfect song.
Thanks everybody, saw a few people today.
Recorded live in the year 2000 in Eindhoven, Holland. Yeah, May 2000. Yeah, we hear Buzzcocks with a track called Love Battery. And the set before that, we had a track going live track from 1979 in New York City, recorded at the Club 57 Club. We heard a track called I Don't Mind, and this was on a record called Another Razor in a Different Face. And before that, in the set from the 1978 release called Love Bites, full-length release, here had a track called 16 Again. And from the Another Music, from a different kind of tension release, we heard a track called Paradise, and that one came out in 1979 as well. And we are showcasing the Buzzcocks on this edition of Generation Annihilation. And yeah, Buzzcocks were originally around from 1976 to 1989. And they regrouped in 1993. Yeah, and they put out a handful of albums, some which I don't have, but we're going to hear an album which I do have. It's an eponymous release just called Buzzcocks, which came out in 2003. This is a track called Jerk. Here we go. On the phone, he said he'd be warm, he seemed so cold.
In these times of contention, it's not my intention to make things plain. I'm looking through mirrors to catch the reflection that can't be mine. I'm losing control now, I just have to slow down a thought or two. I can't feel the future and I'm not even certain that there is a past. I believe in the workers' evolution and I believe in the final solution. Ship of things to come, and I believe I'm not the only one. Yes, I believe in, I believe in. When I poison my system, I take those and twist them into shapes. I'm reaching my idea, and I haven't an idea of what to do. I'm painting by numbers, but can't find the colors that fill you in. I'm not even knowing if I'm coming or going, if to end or begin. I believe in the immaculate conception, and I believe in the resurrection, and I believe in, I believe in. I believe in the elixir of youth, and I believe in the absolute truth. Yes, I believe in, I believe in. To offer resistance to the flow of time. Everything is, and that is why it is, will be the line.
All right, hope you enjoyed the spotlight on one of the greatest punk bands ever, one of the greatest bands ever, this showcase on Buzzcocks. Start things off with Buzzcocks from the 2003 release, self-titled release. We heard a track called Jerk. And from 2006's Flat Pack Philosophy, we heard a track called Wish I Never Loved You. And from the 123 Go Records release, The Way, their final full length, which came out in 2014, or their last full length. Maybe dig a little Carry On without Shelley, who's to say? But yeah, we heard a track called The Way. That one came out in 2014. And right now we're listening to another track off A Different Kind of Tension. Hearing a track called I Believe. This one is going back to 1980. And yeah, all Buzzcocks singles can be found on one release, all the early singles called Singles Going Steady. If you don't own this one, do yourself a favor and pick it up because it's one of the greatest. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next. Like Generation Annihilation online, www.generationannihilation.com, and like us on Facebook. Talk to you next week.